We add to the complexity of the situation we find ourselves in. At the same time that we're solving for climate change, we're going to be building cities for 3 billion people. That's a doubling of the urban environment. If we don't get that right, I'm not sure all the climate solutions in the world will save mankind. Because so much depends on how we shape our cities, not just environmental impacts, but our social well-being, our economic vitality, our sense of community and connectedness. Fundamentally, the way we shape cities is a manifestation of the kind of humanity we bring to bear. And so getting it right is, I think, the order of the day. And to a certain degree, getting it right can help us solve climate change, because in the end, it's our behavior that seems to be driving the problem. The problem isn't free-floating, and it isn't just ExxonMobil and oil companies. It's us, how we live. How we live. There's a villain in this story. It's called sprawl, and I'll be upfront about that. But it's not just the kind of sprawl you think of, or many people think of, as low-density development out at the periphery of the metropolitan area. Actually, I think that sprawl can happen anywhere at any density. The key attribute is that it isolates people. It segregates people into economic enclaves and land use enclaves. It separates them from nature. It doesn't allow the cross-fertilization, the interaction that make cities great places and that make society thrive. And so the antidote to sprawl is really what we all need to be thinking about, especially when we're taking on this massive construction project.